Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have with us Mary Ann Adams with Avalon Carpet, Tile, and Flooring. Mary Ann, how you doing?
Good morning, Kemp. Very well, thank you.
Good. Thanks for spending time with us.
You're welcome.
Anxious to hear from you because you're up in, I know you're up there, I think you've got 13 stores in the Pennsylvania marketplace, but you've got stores in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Delaware, and I guess in the Philadelphia marketplace. You're a major player. Matter of fact, some people say that you're the highest ranking woman in the business. What do you say to that?
Well, I thank you. Yeah. I did read that several places in the last year. Uh-huh. You know, it is an exciting business. It is a fashion-oriented business. I like to think that's what it is. But, yeah, thank you. I have heard that recently.
All right. So, yeah, I like the fact that you know that flooring is a fashion business. That's probably one of your secrets to success. And just to catch people up, you are the CEO. And you've been the CEO for about a year. So after John Millar died, he actually had it pretty well known that he wanted you to take the reins. And so you've been doing this for a year. Things are going pretty well. I mean, even in this down market, tell us a little bit about what you're seeing out there.
Sure. You know, we are seeing that our business is off this year. It's off about 9%. However, we are starting to see a lot of activity in the showrooms and in the stores. Of course, we don't want to confuse some of this activity for, you know, we think it's spring activity. We think that it is replacement business at this point. And we're very cautious, and we are continuing to monitor and watch the business, our traffic, and the sales trends. We don't want to confuse this for the fact that the economy is turning around right now. We do think, you know, our business, we do have seasons, our spring and our fall season. We think it's probably going to slow down in the summer. And then we think that we're hoping to see a turnaround this fall. And that's what we're looking at.
Okay, I hope you're right. I definitely hope you're right.
So I hope I'm right, too.
Tell me what you're doing to bring store traffic in right now.
It's really advertising. That is probably one area that we have not reduced our advertising budget. We have not touched it. If anything, we've probably taken it up a little bit. We're very cautious, and we always watch the results and measure the results of any sale event that we do have. And I really want to say that the reason why customers are coming through the front door is because we continue to advertise. We are located in a metro market, in the Philadelphia market, so we can advertise on network TV and reach probably about 10 of our stores. Three of our other stores are probably located in the central North Jersey market, so we do have to adjust a little in those areas when we start to talk about TV and cable. But we do a lot of direct mail, and what has always been very successful for us is that we do a lot of inserts where we would insert in the local paper. And that seems to be very successful. It's an event type of a sale, and we do drive traffic into the stores with those.
All right, so you do television, you do newspaper, and you do direct mail. That's primarily the way you promote yourself?
They are the three top areas that we focus on in our advertising. And the newspaper is an insert. It's not an actual an ad in the newspaper. It's actually the insert on the in the Sunday paper.
Okay. And so you've changed your ratio because you say your sales are down and you're increasing your expenditures in this area, right?
We are. Yes, yeah. We are.
Okay. Well, I've got to applaud you for that because I think if you talk to anybody out there, not just in flooring retail, but in retail, especially in a situation like you have where you basically saturate a marketplace, it is wise and it's given you results.
We actually do traffic counts every week, and we can actually see that our traffic into the stores is actually up over last year, and we do attribute that to advertising and consistent advertising.
Mm-hmm. And how do you measure which medium is most effective?
I think what we try to do is we try to plan an advertising event and then really monitor it heavily as far as what we feel is successful. Now, there are events that we do that we may do an insert, and then we may add on some TV to try to broaden our range of customers. And then we also may also try to do some radio with that. But we're not heavily into radio. We just do it to subsidize a sale.
Okay. And so when you advertise, there's two things you could do with advertising. You can either talk about a specific promotion, or you can just talk about brand image. Which do you do?
Well, we do, the majority of what we do on TV is brand imaging.
Okay.
when we do an insert or a direct mail, that is a sale event.
Okay.
And then again, if we're doing a sale event, we may do a little radio with it and a little TV. If it's a big event, say a Karastan sale or our semi-annual ceramic tile sale, we'll actually customize a TV commercial.
All right. Now, I know before we talked this morning, I looked at your website, and it seems to be very up to date. Do you get much traffic from the website?
We do get a lot of traffic, and it is one area that we do try to constantly keep updated. We have worked very closely with Mohawk, and they have given us a lot of guidance on keeping the website up to date and fresh and what people are looking for when they go to a website. So we do spend a lot of time and effort on the website. One of the things that we do is we're not an e-commerce company. We really are looking to draw customers to the website that would then entice them to go into our retail stores.
Yeah. So you're not selling, you're basically not selling off the website.
We're not just selling online.
Right,
no.
Right. But you're doing enough in search engine optimization to make sure when people say Google carpet in Philadelphia, you're one of the top ones to
absolutely
come up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's probably another area that we've actually increased our budget.
Yeah. Okay. So you mentioned Mohawk. You're actually, I don't know if all your stores, but several of your stores are actually floorscape stores, right?
Every one of our stores is a Mohawk floorscape store.
Okay. So one other thing I wanted to ask you about real quick is, as being a floorscape store, I know that you get to participate in this new collection called Custom Weave, don't you?
Correct.
And you've brought these new, I think they rolled this out. It's a branded nylon collection that they rolled out the last meeting.
It is a boutique, and yes, we did sign up for the boutique for every one of our stores. It really is a destination for a female consumer.
Uh-huh.
They did a great job on the merchandising. We actually are almost done implementing them in all the stores. It gave us a good chance also to update the showroom, the carpet showrooms, and kind of freshen the department up. But it's a great boutique, and we've had a lot of great reaction from our female customers so far.
And as you look across your carpet sales, do you sell mostly nylon, or what do you sell the most of?
We do sell mostly nylon, but we are a big smart strand customer, and the fact that a lot of our stores are along the Jersey Shore, that is probably one of our qualifying questions to find out what the exposure is to sunlight when we are selling to a customer. So the fiber does play a big part in our sales to the customer and pre-qualifying
right.
our customers.
So when the consumer comes in, you ask them several questions, and if you find out that there might be an issue with color fastness or fading from ultraviolet exposure, then you recommend Smart Strand.
We do.
Okay,
we
fantastic.
Do.
All right. Well, I'm about to run out of time. I really do appreciate you spending time with us, Mary Ann. You know, I don't know if I mentioned this or not, but you are a major retailer in our top 100 report in November last year at Floor Focus.
Thank
you. We had you at 92 million, so doing very well, and always good to talk to you. We've been talking to Mary Ann Adams, who's CEO with Avalon Carpet, Tile, and Flooring in the Philadelphia Marketplace, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.